This is ARPY, WMUK's weekly look at creativity and the arts in Southwest Michigan. I'm Zinta A-Stars. Sandy Whaling is white. Thelma Vaughn is black. They belong to a book club in Battle Creek called Sacred Conversations. It brings together members of churches of different denominations who take on racial healing by reading books, sharing personal stories, and building personal relationships. Talk about how stories have power, how stories can break down barriers, or maybe how you evolved yourselves by listening to others' stories.
Wow.
Big question.
Yeah, that is a big question. And it's kind of interesting because the initial makeup of the group, there were several, maybe three people that belonged to the church that I belonged to that were a part of the group. Mm-hmm. But then there were other people that I had never met before, people from First Congregational or First Press that I didn't know at all. Mm-hmm. And on initial impact, I mean, on initial gathering, conversation is very polite and very guarded and
sure,
so forth.
Yeah.
And as things move on, even while we were reading the first book, The Shack,
yeah,
there were areas that you could see were very powerful that people had read, and other people were perceiving it totally differently. And I thought, well, why can't you see what I see? And that was sort of an epiphany for me, that I could read the same book that you're reading and you get a totally different message than what I got. And then as we continued to read and discuss and so forth, because a lot of times if you're talking about a book or a character in the book, what you're actually sharing is more of you than that character.
That's absolutely true. Yeah.
And so as conversation goes on, you begin to see this person that I perceive to be one way, that may not be who they are. And I mean, not in a bad way.
Right.
But it just is not who they are.
Yeah.
And I have to be okay to let them be who they are.
Yeah.
Of course, they have to be okay to let me be who I am, too.
Goes
which is,
both ways.
Which is not always a comfortable thing.
Right.
And which is why some people come and they're with us for a while and then they're not.
Do you think it's because they're not willing to see other perspectives or to change their minds? Or is it perhaps it's too difficult to talk about painful things?
I think it's both of those things.
Yeah.
And I wanted, and I hope it's okay with Thelma to share this. Just recently did I realize that she had come out of college to Battle Creek as a teacher when they were recruiting African-American teachers. And I was kind of blown away by her story.
Mm.
So, I mean, I've known her for 10 years now, and that was the first time I had heard, and we had all heard, that particular story.
Yeah.
And what it was like for her to get off a bus in Dowling, Michigan,
as
a black
afternoon.
Person. Yes. It was just, to me, I never gave it a thought that it might be difficult for an African-American person to come to Battle Creek, Michigan. I just didn't think about it. And so that really made me stop. And here after 10 years was a story that I needed to hear.
This is ARPBEAT on WMUK. I'm Zinta A-Stars. Share a little of that story, Thelma. What was that like?
Well, I had been recruited to come and teach in Battle Creek at Hampton University. Well, it was Hampton Institute at that time. And so I thought Battle Creek sounded like a really great place to be. At the time, I was living in Philadelphia in school in Virginia. And I thought, hey, Michigan is just not too far away from Philly, so I can get back and forth to see about my mother and so forth. So I figured Battle Creek would be a good place to be. And so the directions that I was given when I got my contract was to come to Dowling, Michigan, which is closest to Clear Lake Camp, because at that time, all of the teachers had an orientation week before school started out at the camp. Well, in Philadelphia, I was under the impression that Battle Creek was another city, like not as big as Philly. I didn't want a big, big town.
Yeah.
So when I got on the bus, because I came out here by myself, I got on the bus. We got to Detroit. I was cool, you know, yeah. Skyscrapers. I can understand this. We pull out of Detroit and start coming down 94, and there's cornfields. And I'm thinking, maybe not. So we finally get to Battle Creek, and there's a couple of pretty tall buildings in Battle Creek. So I thought, well, that might not be bad. But they said I needed to change buses in Battle Creek to go to Dowling so I could get to the camp. And the bus driver, after a time, pulls over to the side of the road, and there is nothing out there but a little service station. And he says, well, this is Dowling. And I'm thinking, that can't be so. That can't be true. He lets me off the bus. This is a Sunday afternoon. The gas station is closed.
Blink and you miss it, as they say.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is before cell phones, you know? So I'm thinking, oh, God, what am I going to do? And I'm sitting on the side of M37 with my suitcase. Mm. So there was a house across the street. I figured I will go and see if these people will let me use a phone. And if not, on the next bus going east, I'm going home. And I walked across the street, and this lady said, well, yes, you can use my phone. And I called, and Mr. Arthur Angood came and got me, took me down to the camp. We had a wonderful week. But at the end of that week, we had to find some place to live. And at that time in Battle Creek, there were not lots and lots of apartment opportunities.
Yeah.
So we got a list of people that would be willing to rent to new staff, new teachers. And so I looked at my list and I called this number that was on the list that was recommended. And as I asked the lady if she had, you know, I was a new employee at Battle Creek Public Schools and I was looking for a place to stay. And the lady says to me, are you colored? You sound colored. We don't rent to coloreds. And I thought, is this Michigan? Am I in Michigan? I hung up the phone. And fortunately, there was another person there that had gotten connections to rent a house. So there were three of us that were able to go in with her and rent this house. But I was totally appalled. Mm. Now, this was August of 68, and I had made assumptions I should not have made, that if I was given a job here and I was given a list of approved places to rent, that this would already have been vetted. And apparently it hadn't, or somebody slipped up or whatever.
Yeah.
But we did get a good place to stay. It was a great start. But it was quite a shocker for me in Battle Creek, because that was not what I expected here.
Yeah.
Well, and then for me to hear that there hadn't been good plans made by the white people who were running the school district.
Probably never occurred to them, because it's not something they face.
Right. And it didn't occur to me that anybody would have her experience. Now, maybe I hadn't thought it through, you know, well enough, and I knew it was years ago, but I thought they dropped her off in Dowling, Michigan. So that was a whole new thing for me to start thinking about.
Yeah,
and we come across this stuff, mm-hmm. whether it's in a book, whether it's sharing of stories, that certainly give me pause and let me know I have a long way to go on my journey mm-hmm. for racial justice in this country.
I'm Zinta A-Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Art Beat, our weekly look at the creative arts. I've been speaking with Thelma Vaughn and Sandy Whaling of the Sacred Conversations Book Club in Battle Creek. Visit WMUK.org to hear more of our conversation. And join us every Friday at this time for Art Beat. Thanks for listening.